Hey, Chris Johnson here, and I have had several jobs in my lifetime, and the worst fucking part of any fucking job, in my opinion, well, I shouldn't say that because the last job was the worst job I've ever had ever, but usually one of the worst parts for me about most jobs is the fucking interview process, the job interview. I hate that bullshit. Who fucking likes it? Does anybody enjoy going to job interviews? It's all fucking horseshit. The whole fucking job search process sucks, and I should say before I go any further, because I know people at my current job listen to this shit, I don't know how often, but I know they fucking do. I know you're out there, goddammit. Every now and then I'll like post something in the work Slack channel, you know, just whatever the fuck, and sometimes somebody will be like, is that going to be a podcast topic? Like, ah, goddamn, these motherfuckers are onto me. But no, I'm glad that you listen. Thanks for being aboard. And I don't want to fucking create the rumor that Chris Johnson is looking for another job. He is not looking for another job. I'm happy with my fucking job. Matter of fact, I'm fucking thrilled with it. It's been a fucking awesome year. Or 11 months, however fucking long it's been between the time I got the job and whenever the fuck I feel like editing this and putting it out. But I just fucking hate it. A lot of times I'll stay in shitty jobs for really longer than I probably should. Just because, like, I don't feel like fucking searching. I don't want to go on the goddamn job sites. And then once I find something I like, I don't want to go to the fucking interviews. I remember when I was like interviewing for the office store. I had like multiple interviews for the fucking office store. Like, motherfucker, all I did there was like lug around like chairs and stack furniture. Like, the fucking interview should have been like, do you have a torso? Can you lift this? Do you have two working legs so you can drive a fucking car and get here? Yes, yes, and yes, you're fucking hired, Chris Johnson. Like, I remember they're like, what does customer service mean to you? Like, are you shitting me right now? Does what the fuck I say right now mean fucking anything? Because guess what? In about 2 weeks, I'm going to be on the floor and I'm going to be like, dude, what the fuck is this horse shit? And you're going to be like, man, this motherfucker didn't say this in the interview. Of course he fucking didn't. It's all bullshit. My last job interview, though, I had to get out of the fucking insurance call center job. I fucking hated my life. Matter of fact, I went back and I read some of my fucking journals from last year. I have to fucking journal shit every goddamn day. It's one of the things I have to do to keep my fucking anxious mind in check. Sometimes I'll just like check, like, hey man, how were you doing last year? And like, holy shit, I was doing fucking horrible last year. Terrible in fucking August. Terrible in early September. I was not having a good time. I was fucking miserable. Miserable and sinking into a deep depression. And then mostly it was because of the fucking job. So I had to get the fuck out of there. But like, I don't know, man. You just know it. You get used to shitty situations. You know your shitty fucking job. You fucking stay in it. You're afraid to leave, or at least I'm afraid to leave because I hate fucking change. I don't know if I hate change. I'm afraid that like I'm gonna make the wrong fucking decision, because I always make the wrong decision, and then I'm gonna like somehow find my way into a worse situation and make less money, you know, all that shit. But I finally found the job I'm currently at. I remember reading the fucking write-up on the job site. I was like, holy fucking shit, I can fucking do this, goddammit. And I fucking applied right away. And this place, I don't want to fucking blow them because I'm working for them here, but like, they did not fuck around. I had like three separate job interviews and like one other fucking thing. I do like an assessment or whatever. They did this shit in like a fucking week and a half. Like, okay, interview here. Oh, that went good. Hey, you got another interview like in a couple days. Oh, that went well. Hey, you got a shadowing session. Oh, fucking great. You got to meet with the fucking founder or the director or whoever the fuck. And they're like, Jesus Christ. Like, they throw all that shit at you like fucking immediately. You had to take like a fucking assessment. And then like the next day, they just offered me the fucking job. Like, Jesus. It was like so fucking quick. But one of the aspects I want to talk about, like, the interview process was fine. I'm actually good at fucking job interviews. I just like fucking hate them overall. You know why I'm good at interviews? Because I'm full of shit and I can talk, you know? Although I didn't really have to be full of shit for this one. A lot of job interviews over the years, I had to be full of shit. I'm looking for a great opportunity. Motherfucker, I'm gonna be a fucking janitor and clean fucking students' classrooms. What the fuck are you talking about? Obviously, I'm fucking lying to you. I was a janitor for a couple months. This is years ago. Anyway, the most interesting thing about the job interview for the current place is like the very last interview. Like, you're like stepping up. You're talking to the fucking hiring manager. Then like you're shadowing with somebody on a job. And then you're talking to like a fucking like big time manager. And then you're like talking to like the fucking director, or like one of the founders, like whoever you get. They're like, listen, you're going to be, this is the last one. They were hyping this person up. Not to say she didn't deserve any fucking hype, but like, I was getting nervous a little bit. They're like, listen, you're going to be talking to this person. She's got a fucking PhD in chemistry. She's a fucking property lawyer. She started like 87 companies, and she is very detail oriented. And they kept focusing on the fact that the person I was going to be talking to was detail oriented. They're like, get your details straight. And I kept thinking to myself, like, what fucking details am I supposed to get straight? Like, it's a fucking job interview. The details are me. The details are my fucking life. What, am I going to forget my own fucking life? Like, it's not like, you know, I'm in a fucking history class and I want me to write a paper on the fucking Renaissance. And like, you better put a lot of fucking detail into this. We need need fucking details. To this day, I've never fucking told anybody about this, but to this day, I don't know what the fuck they were talking about. I heard from like 3 or 4 different fucking people that I had to get my fucking details straight to fucking go into my final interview, and I was just confused. I was so fucking confused. Are we gonna go over calculus or something? What fucking details? I don't know what she's gonna ask me. Like, do you got fucking Cribs notes or anything like that? Sparks notes? Does that shit still exist? I feel like I used to use that when I was in college. I don't want to read this goddamn book. What's the fucking Crib notes? Cliff notes? What the fuck are Crib notes? Dude, I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, but I feel like you might know what the fuck I'm talking about, but I think it's Cliff notes. Who gives a shit? I haven't had to think about this shit in fucking 16, 17, whenever the fuck I graduated college. But I went to this fucking interview and I just talked to this woman for a fucking hour. I don't know if I had my fucking details straight. I got the fucking job. They offered me the job like later on. So I must've went well, I guess. You know what else I was thinking too? When they were like, hey man, you're gonna talk to somebody with a PhD, you know, fucking property lawyer. And I thought to myself, like, do they know they're talking to a fucking moron? If any of you are ever, you know, in charge of like hiring, don't fucking tell anybody to be fucking detail-oriented if they're just gonna have a fucking conversation with somebody they never fucking met. Anyway, I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays. That's a new podcast episodes come out. I'm on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts, Spotify and iHeartRadio, and Podbean, which is the host of the cast. Every fucking episode is on Podbean. I'm also on Twitter. I said Jocelyn hates you. I'm on Instagram. I got like photos and shit up on there. I mean, go fucking figure, right? That's it, maybe 5 minutes. And I'm gonna put this podcast in my Facebook timeline as well. So if that's your fucking bag, you can listen to it there.